our project is to get people and young people to register, because if they don't register, then they don't have a voice and a say in the future. So we're trying to just get lots of people to register, really.
And obviously you can't vote at the moment, but those that can, how do you feel that they might not get the chance because they haven't registered?
You see, like, this is the aim, really, to get people to register, because if you don't register, like you said, then you don't really have a voice. And our aim as youth councils are to help people to register. And even though we may be underage right now, we still have that potential to get to that point where we can start voting. Because at the end of the day, it's our world. We need to be kind of in charge of our own world. We can't just leave it to other people to do it. We need to make that difference, and that's what we're doing through the Youth Council.
Well, that's the thing, you're the future generation, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. So it's good to get, you know, to reach out to people like us and to get our generation, really, to start voting and start taking it seriously, you know, because, as I said, if you don't register, then you don't have a voice, so it's really important.
How do you feel about them potentially lowering the age? Because you're 15 and they may lower it to sort of under 16s, under, you know, to 14s. How do you feel about that?
There's loads of things I feel, actually, but mainly what I could say about that is that hopefully they do lower the age, because everyone is entitled to their own opinion and everyone's entitled to the right. We all have our own individual rights, and I feel that all our rights should be put into that and put into decisions.
And what about yourself?
Well, I think it's good to start, you know, voting at a young age as well. You know, and that will give you more confidence in the future to start voting. So, yeah, lowering the age would be a really good decision, I think.
And you're 13 now, but yeah, you've got a lot to say, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a lot to say, but in a couple more years, yeah.
So at the moment, you guys are ploughing your energy into kind of spreading that word to get young people who can vote to register and make sure they've got that voice.
Yeah, I can't wait to do more stuff and get more people involved in this.
What sort of reaction have you had? I know you said you knew, but do you find that young people are quite keen to get on board when you explain it to them?
I think that for some teenagers, they don't exactly know what we're doing, and by us actually talking to them and involving them in things that we're doing, it's helping them to understand what we're trying to aim at. And I feel like from reactions that we've had so far, it's going quite great, and people are trying now understanding what we're doing and why we're doing this.
And I think it's better for younger people to speak to other younger people, because I've had that experience before when, you know, an adult, a grown adult is talking about something. It's a bit, I'm not going to lie, it's a bit boring sometimes. However, getting younger people and people the same to relate to each other, I think it's actually really important. It helps younger people understand more and just understand why it's important and why we're doing it, so.
Finally then, a message from both of you to young people who can vote to make sure they do.
Well, just get registered, really, and practice to vote at a young age, and yeah, it'll build up your confidence for the future.
He said it all.
Okay, what I have to say to all you teenagers out there is that just be who you are, be true to yourself, have confidence in yourself. If you want to have the voice, well, register.